Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She is the world's top expert in small business taxes. Surely she's forgotten more than most of us will ever know. She's the author of all the J.K. Lasser's Guide to Small Business Taxes, including the 2013 Small Business Taxes, 2014, I should say. The new edition's out right now. She's written a number of other books, folks, including her new ebook, Smooth Failing, which I encourage you to check out. BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barb?
You bet.
So check that out. Barbara, you've got a report you want to give us on something that you've been noticing.
Yeah, well, taxes are on Congress's plate right now. Actually, in the Senate Finance Committee approved a bill called Expire Act, which extends a number of tax breaks that expired at the end of 2013 through 2015. But the House Small Business Committee has also been looking at the tax burden on small business. And the National Small Business Association's 2014 taxation survey found that half of small businesses spend $5,000 annually on taxes, not on paying their taxes, but on the administration, on tax preparers and other related matters. And one-third pay $10,000 or more, which is just crazy, on the cost of compliance for taxes.
Wow.
So that's
What would they have spent money on for something like that? What would have been an example, you think?
They could have used that money to provide benefits for their employees.
No, but I mean, what do you think was the bill that they paid? Was it just preparation, tax preparation?
Exactly, handling their payroll, taxes, and their a return preparation fees.
Is Obamacare going to add to that?
It's real, maybe, but not significantly, because there's not that much reporting tax-wise for small businesses. But surely, it's just one more thing to have to deal with. There's no question about it.
They need more. All right, what's some other things that they found out?
Well, they found out that the vast majority, 86%, use outside tax professionals.
I do.
Yeah, so that's not surprising.
The one thing that would cause me to have to stop being a small business owner, Barbara, as much as I love it, the one thing that might make me actually go do something else, go clock in tomorrow, would be if they made me do my own taxes.
but what I think was, and this has always been my point, while many use outside professionals, 73% of small businesses said that federal taxes have a significant impact on their day-to-day operation.
No question about it.
So you make decisions in your business, like whether to hire an employee or use an independent contractor, whether to buy or rent. Those kinds of things come into play every day. And so that's why it's kind of my mission to make sure that small business owners know about taxes so they can make savvy business decisions.
What are some things that we've lost? Well, I'm sorry. I want you to finish your report. Is there anything else?
I think the other thing is that the overwhelming majority want Congress to do something.
Simplify. We need simplification.
We need simplified, less tax and simple tax.
There's no question about it. Obviously we want less tax. That's a different project. But simplification there ought to be some kind of bipartisan thing on simplification. We ought to be able to get that done first. But what are some things that we had in 13 that we're not going to have in 14?
Well, for businesses, we have that increased Section 179 deduction, which was $500,000 for 2013, and it's $25,000 this year.
It dropped $475,000 in one second, didn't it?
Yeah, the two other key points
that's 20 years ago. It hasn't been $25,000 in 20 years.
Well, yeah, not 20, but
almost, but 15.
But more than 10 years for sure.
Oh no, it goes back to the late 90s. I remember reporting on it.
Yeah. And
what else?
Another thing, the research credit, which is so vital to small businesses where innovation it really comes from. I mean, think about
the
small businesses.
What are the chances? But they languished with this thing last year too, and then they put it in later in the year. Are they likely to do that this year?
Yeah, I would think.
But what a way to run a railroad, Barbara. This is the opposite of simplification, isn't it?
It's just nuts.
Yeah, and they wonder why small businesses struggle. Hey,
right.
Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara joined us, and we did. She'll be back another day, and I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.